Back into it now as we continue the conversation to start your week. All right, my next guest, David Coleman, senior partner with the Coleman Legal Group. He's in southern Michigan in the Lansing area. David, good to see you again.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
Well, it looks like you're the target this time, David. Reading this strangely. John Gibbs is a guy who ran for Congress, won the Republican primary back in 2022, and ended up on the ballot, got creamed in what would otherwise be a Republican district in West Michigan, right? I mean, it's a Republican-leaning district. He got crushed because people just looked at him and went, yeah, I don't think so. And then he got tangled up in some other things in Ottawa County, West Michigan, where a lot of things have been going on. Give the folks a 30,000-foot review, would you please?
Sure. In Ottawa County, there was a lot of controversy over many issues over there, and a group of folks got together, formed a group to run against incumbent Republicans over there, and they won most of the seats. So there was a complete shift in the control of the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners. And part of what happened there, and they've done a lot of really excellent things. For example, one of the first things they did on the first day in office is they abolished their DEI division. And they were spending, I don't know, $400,000, $500,000, I don't remember what the number is exactly, a year for diversity, equity, and inclusion. They abolished that and got rid of the whole department. They did a number of other things that have, you would expect mainstream conservatives to do, and that's what they've done. And so, of course, a lot of the media and the left over there are apoplectic over that. And so they try to find every possible way to attack and to use their friends in the media there, especially in the Holland area, to attack them. So it's really not unexpected. It is unfortunate, though, in the situation with Mr. Gibbs. I mean, when he came in, they brought him in as the new county administrator. And I was looking forward to working with him. I was hoping that this would be a great opportunity to get to know him better. I knew him, just as an acquaintance before then. But when they hired him, I was expecting good things. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And that's led to where we are today. He was fired by the board about a month and a half ago, and now he's filed suit.
I mean, it's been a disaster, really. I mean, it's been... I can't find one positive thing to say about the entire situation overall at this point. So what is the suit? So you're the target, David. That's not normally where you are. It's kind of a strange story here. John Gibbs is the guy that was supported. I want to point this out. A lot of grassroots support, because you hear a lot about that these days. But he had a lot of grassroots support. That's why he won the primary in West Michigan, but got creamed in the general election. He's kind of a... not a mainstream kind of guy. I think that's fair to say. That's not libelous, right? Just I don't think he would be considered a mainstream kind of guy. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, he had a lot of basic conservative principles like all of us do. And we're not really, when you say we're the target of the lawsuit, we're not being sued. I'm not a party. He has not sued us. But what he's claiming is because there were disagreements or there wasn't a lot of, working together between Mr. Gibbs and our office. And from our perspective, that was because of him. He blames us for the fact that the board turned against him and then fired him, which, of course, is not accurate. We had nothing to do with him being fired. He got fired because of his own actions. And, the county's being sued now under an Elliott Larson Act claim of discrimination, for age discrimination. There are a number of other things that Mr. Gibbs did. But what it came down to was he just did not like the fact that our office, the corporate counsel for Ottawa County, was not under his control. And he made that very clear. He wanted control over our office to be able to tell us what to do, and that's not the way the structure is set up. We report to the board directly. We do not report to him. And there were times we would give legal advice, which was sound legal advice, things he could or could not do, and he didn't like it.
And didn't like the fact that there were limitations. there were actually guidelines, limitations.
Laws.
Yeah, it's called the law. Yeah.
And so now what? Because we told him he couldn't do something, he didn't like that.
So now what? Where are we? You know, as I have learned in the legal world, David, everything's a process. You know, we like to think that things should be just, well, this is so obvious we could just wrap this up today. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So obvious we could wrap this up today. It doesn't work that way. It's a process. Where are we in the process, David?
Well, the suit has just been filed, and I'm not even sure if technically it's been served yet. I mean, obviously, we've all seen copies of it. And it's my understanding the board is going, we've advised them to hire outside counsel because obviously there's a conflict of interest since he's attacking us and what we've done and is claiming we're the reason for him being terminated from his job. Well, then obviously we cannot represent the county. And so it's my understanding they're going to be hiring the Plunkett Cooney Law Firm here in Michigan, well-respected, well-known firm. And so they will be coming on board, and, of course, the process will start. I'm sure there'll be discovery, then there's going to be motions to dismiss on all sides, and, you know, we'll just see where the process goes from here.
Man, you guys know how to have fun. Yeah, I'm just saying, you guys are a fun-loving bunch.
Yeah. Well, so you know, Steve, is, when you do a lot of things that upset the apple cart, and you do things like getting rid of the DEI department, getting rid of some prior left officials, over there, things like that. Well, a lot of people don't like that. And
well,
so
a lot of people don't
you
like
get what you get.
And there,
but there's
is.
A lot of people that do like. There's a lot of people that do like it, and so I guess we'll see what happens in this fall's elections.
I think we will. David Coleman, we wish you the best. Enjoy the process. I always do. Yeah, I always do.
Anyhow, thanks, David Steve. It's, me too. It's always good to be with you.
Thank you for being here. All right. We'll take a break. It's a process, folks. I'm telling you. It's cut and dried. Should be figured out in 10 minutes. No attorneys get paid if it's figured out in 10 minutes. What good is that? We got money to be made around here. All right. I'll take a break and be back. It's the Steve Rivers Show.